Hello, everyone, and welcome to another informative episode of the Florida Business Forum podcast. Let's open the Florida Business Forum floodgates and let the information begin to flow. Here's your Florida Business Forum information guru and anchorman, Sam Yates. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another exciting edition of the Florida Business Forum. We're the only business forum podcast of its kind in the entire state of Florida, and we like to focus on businesses that are new and upcoming, but at the same time, those that have been here and are doing a job that we like to recognize. And my guest today fits both of those categories, and I want to welcome Leslie Olson. Leslie, your alphabetical nomenclature is AICP, which stands for the American Institute of Certified Planners. And we're going to find out a bit more of why that's so important, but welcome to the program today.
Thank you, Sam. So happy to be here.
And you have a new business. You were with the county for many, many years, and we'll talk about that a little bit. But your new business is the District Planning Group. The first thing I want to know is why that particular name?
Well, my business partner and I, Kara Wood, both got our start in planning in historic preservation. And so we were both the historic preservation officer for the city of Fort Pierce at different times. And because both of us love the historic nature of our adopted city, Fort Pierce, and also the way that historic neighborhoods function, we really liked the idea of giving a nod to that in our new group, in our new business. District kind of references a sense of place, and that's really what we want to develop in our professional career here at District Planning Group. Is no matter what kind of work we do, we want to make sure it's focused on creating something of lasting value.
I want to get into that type of work, but you also have a very, I think, a very unique background. Tell us about your background.
Well, yeah, I am a lucky girl who made the most of my opportunities. My educational background is liberal arts only. I have a BA, and it's in theology and literature.
And quite a combination.
Yeah, but you know, for all those parents out there who are terrified that their kids are going to want a liberal arts degree, I think liberal arts, especially those liberal arts that focus on reading and analysis, they teach you how to dig for information. They teach you how to analyze it and do complex analysis, and then how to write about it. And there are very few fields that don't benefit from that. One of the things that concerns me, honestly, about the specialized fields with the master's programs especially, is that I see a lot of folks struggling with that deeper analysis and ability to write technical reports. That's a real struggle for a lot of people who don't have a liberal arts background. So there is an upside to it. So I just realized as I was in my career path of the 20s, in my 20s, doing one disparate thing after another, that I loved places that were old, and I didn't love places that were new. And I didn't know why until I stumbled across a book called Suburban Nation, and it was written by the new urbanist that my business, Kara, was taught by. And it gave me language for why I liked old places and didn't like new suburbs. And then I read everything I could find. I kind of taught myself planning and talked my way into a job during a boom here in Fort Pierce when they didn't have enough planners. And although I wasn't qualified to be a planner, they gave me a job anyway.
Well, I'll take issue that you weren't qualified to be a planner, because subsequently you have become one of the most recognized names in the planning arena, not just here in St. Lucie County, Fort Pierce, and the Treasure Coast region, but nationally as well.
Well, I don't know about that. But thank you.
She's being modest. When we hear planners talking about what's going on here in Florida, many times they point to this region, and you have had some responsibility in helping this region be what it is today.
I have been so fortunate to be a part of some organizations that are just, I am just so impressed with the organizations that I have been a part of and the leadership that I have been able to work under. It has been like getting a fellowship in governance.
For many years, you were the go-to person in St. Lucie County. How does that transition from where you were with St. Lucie County as the planner at Fort Pierce into the private practice? What was the impetus to say, I'm going to go in business for myself? Because I think a lot of other people may be in your shoes.
Right. It was a surprise to me to come up with it, honestly. And I don't know that I would have had the courage to do it had I not had my longtime friend and colleague coaching me along the way and deciding to do it with me. I believe very much in balancing your weaknesses with the strengths of others. And I am so fortunate that when Kara Wood and I started discussing the possibility of finding a way to impact our community, not from the public service side, but from the private side, from starting our own firm, that we came up with a business model that is collaborative instead of competitive. And I'll explain what I mean by that. And it's one of the things that we have really found we loved. Because of our experience in working so closely with all kinds of representatives and developers in St. Lucie County and in Fort Pierce over the past 15 years, we understand what everybody's strengths are, whether it's an engineer or a surveyor, another planner. Everybody has different strengths, land use attorneys. And so what Kara and I do is we are the general contractors of the entitlement process. We don't swing the hammer. We don't draw the plans. But what we do is we find out what our client needs, and we put together the team of those subject matter experts from across our region, and then we manage that team to get something that will be a benefit to our community and a benefit to the developer. And that's really something that I learned, honestly, in my time as the Planning and Development Services Director for St. Lucie County, was how to align goals. So the county has goals, and those are found in the Comprehensive Plan and the Land Development Code. And the developer has their goals, and those are always going to align somewhere. And finding those alignments and explaining those goals and how those work both to both sides, that is really, I really feel like I'm doing the same thing. I feel like I'm doing the exact same thing I used to do as the director of planning. Now, just I find my way to those projects earlier and help them get on the right path faster.
And perhaps avoid some of the hurdles that need to be cleared.
That's right.
Or at least understand them better. And I have to tell you, I'm going to pause for a moment so our audience can let this soak in. I don't think I have ever heard anyone give the GC description of what you are doing. But you're absolutely right. A general contractor brings it all together. And if that somehow ends up on your website, you know, I think that's a big plus, because that's exactly what you have done. And I have worked on the outside of your sphere from a public relations and marketing standpoint most of the time, way back in the background where I like to be just to get things done. And I've seen that with you. I have seen you sit with a group and say, this and this and this. Folks, let's get it all together. You have
Thank
that ability. It is a remarkable ability. Looking at, from that perspective, perhaps, what are some of the bigger project successes and perhaps even some that didn't quite work out the way that were envisioned. And I use that did not work out with the same envision from the standpoint that sometimes we all don't get what we want
right.
when things go through.
Some
examples, perhaps.
Okay. Well, I think one of the things that I'm so proud of as a result of the support of the leadership at St. Lucie County is that when I left the driver's seat at Planning and Development Services, I left it running like a well-oiled machine because I was supported in building a fantastic team of professionals from a disparate group, because Planning and Development Services in St. Lucie County is more than planning. It's planning, it's the building department, it is code enforcement, it is economic development, it's geographic information systems mapping. And so you have a wide range of people that you need to put together to make that operate seamlessly. And I was supported in creating a team that is phenomenal. It is a phenomenal team of professionals over there at St. Lucie County. And because we were able to build such a great team and focus on aligning goals from both the private and the public side, when we have been brought challenging but exciting projects at St. Lucie County, we have been able to make them move quickly because the team is good, and because everybody understands where we're trying to get to, and everybody's pulling in the same direction. And I want to give thanks to both the Board of County Commissioners and to our head leader over there, Howard Tipton. I'm a huge Howard Tipton fan, have been ever since I saw him interview with the county, and just feel so lucky to have worked for him. So, two projects. Let's talk about Pursuit, because Pursuit is one of those projects where what could have been a problem became an opportunity because of our great team.
For those who do not perhaps recognize the name Pursuit, Pursuit is a boat manufacturing company.
Yes.
And they are here in St. Lucie County, not too far from where we are here in downtown Fort Pierce.
That's right. And yes, they have a long history here in St. Lucie County, and they've been growing. The boat industry has been growing, and Pursuit has been growing, and they were ready to expand, and they were ready to expand big. So they had long ago purchased land adjacent to their property, assuming that they would expand into that. What they found is that there is a protected endangered bird on that property. And building on property where you have something endangered, A, is not great for your environment, and B, very difficult because you have state and federal regulatory agencies that say, yes, you can build here, but it's both going to cost you a lot of time and a lot of money to mitigate those impacts. And so generally, if you find a Florida scrub jay habitat on your property, you're looking at up to around 18 months of a regulatory process and millions and millions and millions of dollars in mitigation fees for people to buy other land for those scrub jays to live on, right? And so our Environmental Resources Department at St. Lucie County, in collaboration with the Planning Department, worked together with Pursuit as soon as that was found out, even before they applied for their site plan. And we came up with a strategy where Pursuit would donate most of that land to the county as a mitigation bank. And then the county would advocate with those state and federal agencies to get this done fast, because they went above and beyond what they knew they were going to have to do. And we were able to get that site plan done in 6 weeks.
Wow. 6 weeks?
6 weeks. That's, and that's 500,000 square feet.
That's incredible.
It was. It was amazing. And it's a win for the county. It's a win for that species. It's a win for manufacturing. It's a win for job creation. And that is really, like, that is what we want to see here in St. Lucie County, is aligning all those goals to get great stuff done.
for our audience, periodically, if you follow any of the podcasts that I do, I sometimes like to pause because we're audio, we're verbal, and we're expressing words and comments back from that. I can share that background of liberal arts and journalism, for example, and I like to paint a word picture. When Leslie was just describing what happened in mitigating an endangered or a protected species, the Florida scrub jay, and how the county stepped in and everybody got to work together and they came up with a plan in 6 weeks. If you could have seen her face, you were beaming. She was just ecstatic. The smile was from here to here. Her eyes were twinkling. She had an enthusiasm in every aspect. And that's something that is hard to describe, but you had that spirit because that was your project.
It was. I was so proud to be able to have an impact on making that happen. And so the county has replicated that a number of times. When you have a project that is going to make a positive impact, the county has that model of how do we come together with the applicant to find a way forward that makes sense for everybody. That was a phenomenal experience to be a part of and to help our staff, learn that. That's one of my favorite things to do is to mentor younger people in this field and help them learn how to make those great things happen. It's not all just about checking boxes. Does it meet with the code? Because as you'll hear Kara say in another episode, sometimes the code makes good things harder because you write a code to address a problem and it has impacts on other things that you never would have expected it would have. And so keeping your eye on the goal and figuring out how to make all of those regulations work together to get you there, that takes a real special set of skills and mentoring younger people to learn how to do that was one of my favorite things to do at the county.
Before we go too much further, because I like to keep an eye on the time, will you be able to come back for another episode?
Yes, I'd be happy to. Thank you, Sam.
Because there's many other things I want to talk about. Before we leave, though, part of that mentoring goes both ways, mm-hmm. up and down the spectrum. When you were at a point of deciding that I will exit the county mm-hmm. and be in my own business, you did not let that be a surprise with your managers, your bosses at the county. How did that work? And was that something that you just had to do that way, just knowing you?
Yes. I have, like I've said, I will always look back at my time at the county as one of the very most special times of my life. The people, the public servants that I was blessed to work with and be mentored by, it was so hard to leave. I will tell you, it was so hard to leave that team. As soon as Kara and I started discussing it, we got ourselves a business coach through WeVenture at FIT. Jeanette Carrar, she was amazing. So shout out to Jeanette. And she said, "No, you absolutely have a business model. Get out there. Why have you waited so long?" The first conversation was with Howard Tipton, our county administrator, and my boss, Mark Satterley, the deputy county administrator I report to, and then to my second assistant director, Ben Balser, and coming up with a strategy to make sure that message came out to everybody at the same time. But mostly, my biggest concern was to make sure that the person, that Howard had enough time to fill the seat that I was leaving. The planning director is a position that you don't want to leave open. And So I told Howard I would stay as long as it took for him to fill that with a person that he wanted for that seat. And I will tell you that the county is in a better position now than they were when I left, because Howard was able to appoint Maite Santa Maria, who at one time worked in Ben Balser's position as the Assistant Director of Planning and Development Services, and she's better than I am. She is fantastic. And that was the best thing on the day I left the county, was knowing that Maite would be there to take that role, and the county was going to be in fantastic hands.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have to say that in all reality, the consummate planner is when you are looking at where you're going for the future and you are planning your exit, your own exit, and your own continuation of the job. And that's the ultimate planner. So I want to congratulate you on the new business.
Thank you.
I want to say thank you for everything that you have done for St. Lucie County. You have left an indelible mark there.
Thank you.
We're going to continue to keep an eye on you, young lady. All right. And again, you are going to be able to come back for another show in the near future?
Yes, I would be happy to. Thank you, Sam.
All right.
Lots of exciting things happening around this place.
We indeed are going to look into a lot of those items here on the Florida Business Forum. I'm Sam Yates, and until our next episode, have a great day, everybody.
The Florida Business Forum is dedicated to showcasing Florida businesses and CEOs of all sorts to promote their business or not-for-profit in the only business forum of its type in Florida. Thanks for tuning in, and remember, the Florida Business Forum is now accepting guest applications. Have a great day, everyone, and stay tuned for more business.